All right, this morning, Jackie is in New York, but she's on the set of The Morning Joe on MSNBC.
All right. Jackie's got her own show on MSNBC. Good for you.
I'm going on shortly, so please check me out on MSNBC on Morning Joe with Mika Brzezinski. It'll be fun.
But this morning, she's inside her story with, who you have, Jackie?
Well, let me tell you, Tom, you know, I know you guys know Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and many ladies, Tom, have some things that they need to deal with before the big day arrives. But ladies, not to worry, help is here. I'm going inside her story with Demetria Lucas, author and award-winning blogger of AbelleInBrooklyn.com and the star of Bravo's Blood, Sweat, and Heels. Demetria's latest book is Don't Waste Your Pretty, the go-to guide for making smarter decisions in life and love. Good morning, my friend Demetria.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
Hey, I'm really well. So let's help some ladies out. You know, this is a big question I hear again and again from women as Valentine's Day nears. Should I get him a gift? You know, if it's a new relationship, when is it too soon or is it ever too soon to give a man a Valentine's Day gift?
So if you're in a relationship, then you definitely need to get him a gift. Like, he doesn't want roses or chocolate. He wants some nice lingerie, something for you that's something for him. He wants to be pampered and catered to just like you. But the end goal for Valentine's Day for most guys is a little sex. A little sex.
And just what's your rule on the sex thing? How long into a relationship should a woman give up the goods?
I think if you're in a relationship and it's fair play, as long as you're comfortable with it. But, you know, that's something you guys should discuss.
Okay. What about this? What if you have that guy, like, you know, I'm sure Jay is dating someone that feels like this. You know, you're not really that into him. Should you accept a gift from him? Should you go out with him on Valentine's Day? And is that leading him on if you do?
Yeah, no, if you're not feeling him, you can't just use him for dinner and as a companion for the day.
That's okay.
What if you don't have another date? What if you don't have another Valentine? What if he's it?
This thing you need to just suck it up and be alone. Like going out with someone you don't like or don't want to be with.
So you're saying you'd rather be alone than go out with J. Anthony Brown?
That is not what I'm saying.
I'm going to let people draw their own.
You're not going to set me up. Jay and I are on good terms. I love you some Jay.
I have done nothing to know.
Jay, I like you. Jackie is trying to set me up.
Nothing against you personally, Jay. Just giving your lady out there some advice. So, okay, Demetria, what if you're like me, happily single, you know, I'm not seeing anyone. I don't believe in kind of going out with somebody, like you said, if you're not really interested in them because it leads them on. What should single girls do on Valentine's Day?
Give up the goods.
I think single girls, like, it's a Saturday this year. You don't have to take a day off work. But this is your day to hang out with your girlfriends who are single with you. You guys can go to the spa. You guys can have a great dinner. You can have a staycation. Do all the things in your city that you've always wanted to do but never made time. But Valentine's Day is not just about romantic love. It's also about loving yourself. And you have to start loving yourself before you can expect anyone else to.
Can you suggest that ladies send flowers to themselves if they're not
single? I'm not mad at it. If you want some roses, go buy yourself
exactly.
Send them on the job.
Okay, let me ask this question. Can your standards be too high?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If you can't meet anyone ever at all, like everyone is a problem with everyone, it's not everyone.
I'm not going to think that's aimed towards me.
No.
But what if you're comfortable with your standards, Demetria? What if you're comfortable? What they're trying to say, they're trying to point it at me.
Yeah.
And Demetria knows how my standards are. But I'm comfortable with that because I know what I can live with and what I cannot live with. Should you lower your standards if it's not comfortable for you? Let's say, for example, you don't want to date a smoker. That's an extreme. Like a smoker, I know, right? You know, would you relax something like that?
I say sometimes you can relax your list of rules. If there are superficial things on there, like a certain height or something. But if you're talking about health, if you're talking about overall lifestyle, if you're compromising your values, then absolutely
not. She
hates
all of that.
So if Kevin Hart were available, give him a chance.
Jackie doesn't like breathing.
Give a Kevin Hart size a chance, right? Is that what you're saying? Well, let me ask you this, because Valentine's Day can be a make or break time. You know, let's say you're in a relationship, Demetria, and it's really just not working out. Should you cut ties before Valentine's Day? And I know we're out of time, but just quickly, what do you think?
Every man in America is going to be mad. No, stay on and get your flowers, your gifts, and your good day. Go on, do it. If you put in the work, you get that far, you get your reward.
put in the work to get that far, you get your reward.
There you go. I love it. The book is Don't Waste Your Pretty. The book is Smarter Decisions in Life and Love.
And
the blog is abellinbrooklyn.com. Demetria, thank you. Thank you, guys.
You put in the work that far. Oh, my God.
Have fun, Jackie.
Turn to Morning Joe, and I'll be on Meredith Vieira's show on Monday.
All right.
Put in the work, get
just then move on. Okay.
You like somebody who puts the work in.
Yeah, but you don't like the guy.
Good advice.
22 past the hour.